Okay, so we're on Samach Beis Amud Beis. I'll begin on the bottom line. Okay, 62b, page 124. So the Gemara is interpreting. There's a pasuk. The pasuk is on the second wide line of the Gemara. We got the Shlomo Alcha. You know, on the first wide line, you'll see that your ohel is in place of Shalom. But the Gemara understands ohel is the wife. You'll visit your home and you won't sin. So the Gemara has a number of drashas. I'm just doing the last one. So three lines from the bottom. So Tan Rabbanan, ha'oevet ishto kigufo, if a person loves his wife, kigufo, and Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, like, v'hatla re'echa kamoch, we just had in the parsha of Shavua this week, he says, v'machabda yoter migufo, and you machabid her more than your guf. It means you do things for her, in other words, like get her clothes, something better than you. In other words, you machabda yoter migufo, v'madrit banav v'matab derech ishar, you guide your children to go on a straight path, v'masyan simuch l'pirkan, and you marry them off. Simuch l'pirkan is near the time of puberty, but you marry them off young. You know that everything will be shalom in your house, everything's good. You keep the wife happy, you're mechaper, you raise the kids properly, you marry them off, and then everything's in the state of shalom. Then the Gemara says, ha'oi vet shechina, from a karvik provab, if a person, he loves his shechinim, his neighbors, from a karvik provab, he brings his mishpacha close to him. He marries his niece, but his sister's daughter. And Rashi says that the sister, a person feels closer with the sister. So you marry his sister's daughter, you'll feel very close with her. You loan money to an ani when during his time of difficulty. The pasuk says, so he's dealing with two pasukim. The first pasuk is in Yeshaya. This pasuk we lay on, I think, on Yom Kippur. We say, it says, Kitire Arom Lefisitao, if you see a person without clothing, you'll cover him up. That's the idea of helping the people, and then it says, and then it says, Umbi Basarkalo Talain, don't hide yourself from your flesh. That's the Mishpacha, and we'll see your friends and everything else. And then Rash says, Zoiv Shfeinav, and then in the Kari Provav, and no say Barakwato. No, that's all inferred from the sentence. Don't hide yourself from your flesh. And then the pasuk says on the second line of the Gemara, Asik Rabba Hashem Yonet Shavav Yomar, then you'll call out, Hashem will answer you if you said do all those things. Everybody good so far? Any questions come to us? We did. You mean that's too much or it is too much? Well, you know, like the Gemara learns, the Mishnah Pirkei Avot says, like, what's the best thing that a person can have? So the Gemara says, shaching tov, good neighbor. So if you're oev et shcheinav, is in other words, you're a good person, in other words, you're looking after your neighbor, you're a wonderful person, then you pull it, somebody answers you. That's the ideal. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. We have a lot of Gemara tonight, and I want to cover some ground. I'll post periodically, okay? So let's take a look. We're on line 3 on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. It says, Simani Shavakarka Ezerzo Shtei Habrecho Tagri Pachti. So this is the theme 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's a semen for 8 statements, mostly from Reb Laza that are coming up. He says 7, but I see 8 Simanim though, no? All right, we'll see how this goes. So the Gemara says, Am Reb Laza, this is the first one, which is Isha. Am Reb Laza, Kodam She Inlo Isha, Inlo Adam. A person doesn't have a wife, he's not a person. Doesn't mean like he's not a person, like Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, like he's obviously a person, but it means the fullness of a person is only when a person finds his Eishes Chayil in life. Because we see when God creates man and woman, and he calls them to Adam as a unit. He says, that's the first statement. That was Isha. The second one is Karka. You don't have land, you're not a person. Land was given to Adam. So you need the karka, so you need the karka to live on, and maybe support you a little bit, but we'll see later on the Gemara. And the third statement, Vamar Blazar, now this is, we're up to Azer. Vamar Blazar, Azer Kenedo. What does it mean? I'm sure you've all heard this, I'll make a helpmate, opposite man. He says, Zaka Ozarto, if you're Zoka, so the wife helps you in life. He says, Lo Zaka Kenedo, otherwise you're not Zoka, then she's your opponent. Although, like Rabbi Leibowitz says, listen to him a little bit, from the recording from YU Torah, he was quoting from Rav Lichtenstein. He said a different shot, like if it's a wife, good wife, so she's got to like, she shouldn't be like a yes man, like everything you do. So it means zacha means if you're correct. In other words, if you're correct in what you're doing, he helps you. But then sometimes you're doing things not correctly, and she says, no, that's not right. You know, right. Well, that's the way it's coming out. He says, the ikita amri, others say, Rablaza Rami, Tiv, kinagdo. In other words, if I read the word, I can read a kinagdo, which means like to whip. He says, the queen and kinagdo. We'll read the kinagdo, zaka, kinagdo, yuzoka, she's kinagdo. Here, kinagdo means that she's working hand in glove with you. Otherwise, that's okay. She's like whipping you. But you get the idea. So Ashkei Rabbi Yossi Eliyahu. Rabbi Yossi encountered Eliyahu. Means Eliyahu and Abi. Amalei, Ektiv, Eseloezer. Bamei shows her to Adam. How does a woman help man so much in life? So Amalei, Adam of Yechitim. Yechitim Koseis. Man brings wheat from the field. He's working. He brings wheat home. Does he eat the wheat? In other words, obviously the wheat is going to be processed into bread. Tishtan, he brings flax from the field. Hishtan lovations, he wear the flax, the woman processes it and turns it into a garment. Doesn't it come out? The woman, she's like running the household. She's meiring of, like in the way Rabbi Levi would say, like with the food, is like his eyes like brighten up. And that's with the food, like he looks like a man, you know, he's wearing clothes. And so now we're up to Zot in the mnemonic devices. What does it mean? It says, Adam Rishon says, like bone from my bones, flesh from my flesh, when Chava was created. It means, in other words, Zodapam, this time, if you look at Rashi, the first narrow line upstairs, Zodapam, I called the Pamim Acherim Shimesh, below Ulubadato. So if I read and translate Rashi, it means like he was like having relations with all the animal kingdom, Chas V'Shalom. But it means that the way they quoted in the article, they quoted from the Radak. Radak says that man was able to discern like the element of each animal. Like he says, each creature Hashem brought to Adam, and he names them. And the name is more around what the essence of the animal was. So he saw from all the creatures, it's not like a shidduch, it's not appropriate for him. And she means Chava, he realizes that's the shidduch. So he says, Zohar HaKam, so this is the shidduch. He says, V'amar Ablazar, my David did Ruchubacha Kolish Bakot HaAdamah. It says, this is Hashem says to Avram Avinu when he comes to Israel, where he says, left upon the earth, before he comes to Israel, leave Haran, this is my quote. Anyway, so leave Haran and go to Israel. So he says, like Shuto Shemekra, all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. But he understands, like Lahavrich is the graft, the branch. He says, "Amalekash Baruch Le'Avram Shtei Berechot Tovah Be'Ish Lahavrich B'Cha." In other words, from the Mishpachot Ha'Adama, knows V'Nivrechu B'Cha Kol Mishpachot Adama. Like I'm going to graft onto you from the Mishpachot Ha'Adama onto your family. So Hashem says to Avram Avinu, there are two branches I'm going to graft onto you, and that's Rut HaMoaviah V'Nama HaMonit. Rut HaMoaviah was the ancestor of David HaMelech. And then Nama Amonid is the ancestor or the mother of Rechavam, and by extension, she's also the ancestor of Chizkiah, Asi, Yehoshaphat, and Yishaya Navi. So he says, Kol Mishpachot HaAdama. Okay, so that's B'Nivrechu B'Cha Kol Mishpachot HaAdama. Like you'll be like grafted onto Kol Mishpachot HaAdama. He says then the Gemara is Kol Mishpachot HaAdama. Afilu Mishpachot HaDerot BaAdama. In the Barakot El B'Shul Yisrael. There's a different shot. And it was Mishpachot Ha'adama, the families of the earth, who is people living in caves elsewhere on the earth, they're also blessed for you. And he says, then he quotes a similar pasuk. This pasuk is in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. He says, where Hashem says, am I going to hide from Avram what I want to do with stone? B'nivrechu bo kol goy ha'aretz. Through him will be blessed all the nations of the earth. Kol goy ha'aretz. Even boats that are traveling from Galia to Spamia. So in Latin, Galia is Gaul. Gaul is France. Like Galia, that sounds like it's Gaul. That's what the article thought, Gaul. And Spamia, Hispania in Latin, is Spain. So it means even the boats that are coming from Gaul to Spain, Einam Barakot El Bishul Yisrael, the blessed coast of Israel, means Kol Goy Ha'aret. If you look at post-boats, the second Tosafot about Migali Lispania, Mikol Darish. He's focusing on the word call. All he says Even the ones that aren't on the earth so much, in other words, just spending all the time in the boats, but they also get blessed. Okay, so now we're up to the mnemonic devices. So we made our way through Karka, Ezer, Zot we did, Shte we did, Habrechot we did. Okay, the Gare. Yeah, there was the two, the Vinibra Chubacha. Okay, the Amar Blazar, I think I'm called Balei Mani Oshiam Duel Akarkam. Blazar says, in the future, all the craftsmen are going to end up like working in the ground. They're going to abandon their trades and crafts, and they're going to work the earth. Shenemar, V'yadubiyan Otem Kotov Sei Mashot, that they're going to descend from their boats, all the people who hold the oars, Malachim Kokoba Yam, all the sailors, and it says El Ha'aretz Yamodu, to land that they will stand. So Amar Blazar, and when a put in a karka, the Blazar says there's no trade that's like more lowly than working the ground. Shenemar of Yardu, they'll descend. It means like they're descending, not just physically going down the gangplank, but it's like it's brought down. Now, the only thing is, if you look at Tosos, look at the third Tosos quickly. So earlier, the second statement of Blazar was, if you don't have land, you're not a person. Here he's saying the work of land is like a lowly thing. So which is land good or land bad? So he says, plants don't sell. In other words, you do need land to have, you know, a house, and you need a little support from the land. But here we're talking about if your main support is the land, that's not good. He says, and let's go back into the Gemara, and then I'll pause in just a few minutes on the fifth white line. Reblazar saw certain land. Now, karba could be the cabbage was lined up widthwise. So let's look at this table. So I could make the rows lengthwise, or I could make them, you know, to the width. So he saw either he saw the carob. The cabbage patches were lined up from the width, that's one way, or karba can mean to hoe, that it was hoed according to the width. When you hoe it to the width, so when the oxen go around, you lose a little bit of land at each end because the oxen have to go around and you're losing land. So it's more economical to do it lengthwise. So he saw land that was being, you know, tilled not in the best way, widthwise. Let's see back on the Gemara. So he says, he said, even if you would plant it lengthwise, a business investment would be superior. In other words, even if you would optimize your use of land, you're still better off with business. So that one was, that's Tagari. Now we're up to Pachte, I think. Did we finish it? Yeah, that's Pachte. That's Pachte. All right. Now, let me do a few more lines. Rav al bene shibale. Rav went between like the stalks of grain. His chazim looked at knife and he saw them rustling in the wind, I guess, against each other. He says, "Amar lehu knife it lufe." In other words, you could rustle all day long. It's nice. It looks nice. It's really nice. But atulchi beiska topping that. But in business investment, better. Amar Rav mea zuzi beiska. If you have 100 zuz and you put in an investment, each day you eat meat and drink wine. You put 100 zuz into land, all you get is salt and like the plants, like unripe vegetables that don't grow so much. Rashi says here, let's see the tafura. He says, shachar, he says like the stubble. He says, anyway, he says, in addition to which you have to sleep on the land. So Rashi says that, you know, to protect the land, that people don't, I guess, you know, vandalize it. You know, they don't lishmoral, quote a lie, the garden gets, you know, people stealing the fruits or the vegetables. Umirme ale tigre. And you end up with a lot of fights. People argue about things. So Amar Papa says, Zerabalo Tzabe. He says that, One second. Yeah. Right. He says it's better to plant crops for your family as opposed to buying it from the marketplace. Even though that they may seem like they're roughly like the same financial equivalent, it's honey mubarakin. Like when you work it, you get more of a bracha in your tefuah than the other way around. Then he says Zabi. Yeah. So he means like this. I think he's trying to say like this. In other words, to do it like that, my main income should be from land. That's bad news. But he says if. But it sounds like, you know, to have a little tavua for the family from the land is good. But as opposed to buying it in the market, you're better off, you know, growing it on your own. He says, Zabim lo tizel. He says, better to sell off your household, you know, items and not become impoverished. Honey, me the bistriki. That's like, bistriki is like, you have what does Rashi say? Where's the bistriki? He says, clay I buy it, like the utensils of the house. That's what you should sell off. About glima, lomitramule. But don't sell off your garment, because you may not find a garment that's equivalent, you know, as good. And just two more lines, that'll be it. Tum, lo tishape. It's better to, there's different ways to understand this, to patch the small hole, and even though it won't look so great, as opposed to plastering the whole wall, like in other words, do a little bit. He says, but shrouds for lotivity. And then it's better to plaster a whole wall than to take down the wall and build from scratch. So let's take the thing in mitmasking. Whoever gets built busy with construction, mitmasking, in other words, it could be, you know, financially bad if you do it that way. He says, quotes Zvinara, jump, you know, quickly and sell land, sell or buy. What does he say?
Buy,
I'm sorry. So he says, quotes Zvinara, buy the land. But couldn't see that, like, think it carefully when you marry a wife, you know, getting the heat darga, and see that it's better to go down like one, you know, notch in terms of social standing when you marry your wife. Because if you marry a wife who's on, from a higher social standing, she'll tend to look down on you and it'll create tension. He says, sock darga, batar, bachar shurkinam. But it's better to go up a notch to get a friend. The friend, you know, means if he's like on a higher level, he'll guide you in the right path and put it their way. Okay, we did a lot. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
Wait.
We have Rafi, then I'll come to you, Arthur, right? Right. No. We said, Oevet Kigufo. Oevet Isho Kigufo. Why would a man? Where were you talking about? We didn't mention anything about a second wife up till now.
Only your wife and yourself.
Yeah, but I don't understand. How does one thing relate to the other? Well, we're going to see the reason the Gemara says to marry a second wife. It's going to come up in the Gemara. Okay, but Derek Klal, you know, the people would marry one wife, because if you look at the Chumash, then we see the people with two wives doesn't usually work out too well. Like if we look at the Chumash, but we'll see the reason. Well, Aaron Moshe, what do you want to say?
No, I'm going to say two things. I'm going to say, first of all, it seems to me that they're not too much into farming. He was not too much into farming, because farming is a type of working of the land to produce.
All right.
You know. And the second thing is, we also know that Mab and Nechasim, Mab and Angus. So too much Nechasim,
right,
it's Mab and Angus. Leaves you less time for learning, essentially.
Right. Okay, I'm going to move on. Yeah, what's up? Shai, what's up?
Very interesting. In Williamstown, Massachusetts, in Williamstown, this suffered as the darkness to the heart. A few years ago, they put the building, about the earth, like earth science, doing this, that. And they had the quote from the Tehillim.
This was Williamstown, he said? Where?
Just south of Williamstown, Massachusetts.
In Williamstown, Massachusetts, and what quote did they have?
What you just read.
Which one? Which one? We said just quote.
That in English.
Okay, so the earth is given to us.
The others is speaking, and they had the dates, they used BCE. I was so surprised.
Who, what?
Certain dates, they used BCE.
This is Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Yes, yeah, Williamstown.
Never heard. All right,
it's in the Berkshires.
Okay, very nice. Okay, I'm gonna move on. Okay, okay, so we're making good time with today's.
Fine.
Yeah, well, you know what? Look at, turn the page and see what the next page looks like. So we'll see. We'll see. Now, so now we're 10 lines from the bottom. Everyone ready? Okay. So Amar Blazar Baravina in Kurnabali level of Israel. Like, punishment comes to the world because of the Jewish people. We'll see in a minute. So Shneimar, Echrati Goyim, I Hashem, this is from Sephania. So Sephania is a Navi we never lay during the year. So, but Sephania says, I've destroyed nations, Nasham Kinotam, I've destroyed their towers, they said, Echrati Chutzatam, I destroyed their roads. He said, how does he translate Chutzatam?
Their towers.
And the next?
Streets,
okay. He says, and then it says, Amarti Achtir EOT Techi Musar. I've done this so that you, the Jewish people, should fear for me and take Musar. So, in other words, the way that's coming out, like, in other words, the Goyim are being punished just as a lesson for the Jews. That's the way it's coming out. Rav have a Miftar me Rabbi Chiya. Rav is taking leave of Rabbi Chiya. Amar Lang, Rachman Litzlach, immediately the Kashami Molta. So Rabbi Chiya said to him, Ribbono Shalom should save you from that which is worse than death. So Rav thought to himself, immediately the Kashami Molta, and said, something worse than death? What's he talking about? So Napatakva Ashka, so he went, he looked, and he found this Pasuk in Kohelet. Well, it's any Mari Mavada, you should have a Gomer. Like, sometimes a woman is worse than death. If you get the woman that's filled with like traps and things like that, means like a bad wife is worse than death. So he says, Rav, have a commentary relate to Beacon. Rav, his own wife, gave him a lot of tsuris. He Amar La, Abitli Tulfay, he said, make, you know, I'd like some lentils today. Avdalay Simte, she would make Simte, like you're saying, Yiddish, Av Talachis. She would make the food that he didn't want. She'd make legumes, at least maybe peas or something like a type of bean. Kinsay, if she said, I'll take some say today, I'd lay tofai. She would make lentils. So Rav had a son whose name was Chia. He says, when the son got older, apikla. So Rav would tell the son what he wanted, and the son would tell the mother. The son, who knew the mother was very contrary, would flip those. So Rav would say, I want lentils. He'd say, my dad wants chimse, and then she'd make lentils. So it all worked out well. So Amarlei, so he said, your mom's been proving. No, I want lentils. She gets lentils. Everything working well. So Amarlei, I've been flipping it around, Dad. He says, Amarlei, that's what people say. That which comes from you, when you learn from your child, he'll teach you. He says, in other words, I never thought about doing that. Maybe that's what I should have done. But notwithstanding that, I don't want you to continue doing that. He says, in other words, I don't want you to be habituated to speaking a lie. Now, you're allowed to be Mishanah of Shalom, but like, if you keep doing this, it's going to accustom you to lying. So he could flip it over because he's saying what he wants. He could say, he wants lentils. He'll say, I want beans. So that he could do. But that the son should say, Dad said he wants A, and it was really B, that he didn't like.
He says it's online,
right. That's what they said in the art school. They said, he says, one second, let's see what he says here. Yeah, this is footnote 54. He says, this consideration would not prevent Rav himself from switching the names. Though it would be a falsehood for Rav's son to report, blah, 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 there would be nothing wrong if Rav would ask for a different dish than he really wanted. He quotes Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, and the Biafan in Yaakov. So, I don't know what to tell you.
He doesn't want that.
The son is really saying, Dad said he wants X, and he says, why? That's clearly a lie. He says, what would you like for dinner tonight? And I say lentils. I don't know. He says that's. I says okay. I don't know. All right. Let's go on. Now, verse is finished at the bottom. Rabbi Chiya have a commentary like speaking. Rabbi Chiya, his wife would give him a lot of adjata. He have a master midi. Whenever Rabbi Chiya would find something, he says sire like sidare. He would wrap it in his garment or like the turban or whatever. He says, who might be the hell, and then bring it there. And it was, he found something in the marketplace, he would wrap it and give it as a gift. Amarle Rav, currently the bar, but she gives you such objects. What are you running around getting her things? So he says, Amarle, Dayenu Shemagalubaninu Maslubatanu Minachet. It's enough that they raise our children, the wives, and they save us from hate, like from here who are, what does Rashi say, here who are Avera. So the fact that she does those things, she's not great with other things, but that's enough that she does those things. All right. Now, Machrile Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yitzchak Barei. So Rabbi Yehuda was reading the following pasuk to his son Rabbi Yitzchak. Umosani mar mavad aisha. Like, I find a woman worse than death. And he says that Isha, sure, he, you know, what am I blame it so dim? Like, she's filled with traps and things like that. So Amarle, so the son said to him, you go on man, like, who do you have in mind? He says, Gioni Mech, like your mom. He says, so the Gemara says, is that true? Bahamatni lay, Rabbi Yitzchak Barei, Inada Motse Kort Ruach Elam Ishto Rishona. He says that a person only finds satisfaction from his first wife. And he says, Shinemar, Yuhimakor Chabaruch, the Samech Eshet Nurecha, like you're like your source, be blessed and you'll be happy with the wife of your youth. Ba'amar Lein, Rabbi Yitzchak said to him, Don Man, who would mind, Don Ime. So here, the father, that's Rabbi Yehuda, on one hand, he says, your mom is like worse than death. On the other hand, he says that she's wonderful. So which is it? So the Gemara says, she, you know, could get very angry quickly. In other words, like she was like Noach Lechos, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, you know, quick to anger, but she was also quick to, you know, calm down. So Rashi says, let's look at Rashi, the top line Rashi, like then she would like calm down and she'd even, you know, be very, you know, forthcoming that way, but some things were good, some things weren't so good. All right. Everybody good? Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I said? Everybody good? Okay, I'm moving on. All right, let's take a look. Okay, now we're at two lines above where it gets medium wide on some of the Gimel Beis. Hechi dami isha ra'a. Well, who exactly is an isha ra'a, like in a bad, evil wife? Amar baye, makashle taka, makashle puma. Like she prepares tacos like a platter or the table, she prepares a nice meal, but then she prepares her mouth. In other words, she's got like some, you know, cute, you know, sharp sentences, you know, curses them out, that type of thing. So that's an isha ra'a. He says, I guess you could say, like, you got to come to the table for dinner, but then you don't know what you're going to get it, right? He says, then Rava Amar, Makashle Taka, she prepares like a nice table for him, Umahadra Le Gaba, and then she turns back to him. And Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Yeah, the second wide line of Rashi, Shalala Choli Mo Mitzaratosh, she doesn't want to eat with him. And in other words, like, you want somebody who's there for you and things like that. All right. Now, Amar Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina, once a person marries a woman, his Averador like blocked off. In other words, it's like it's good, you know, it's the Averador, you know, all blocked off. You found an Isha, you found good. You have fake Ratzon Hashem. So it means like usually like Ratzon come Hashem, but it means like you'll be filled up with Ratzon, but block off the Averod. The Ma'arava, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, when a man would marry a woman, he says, Amri le hachi, they would say like this. And you see in the Gemara, it's mentioned in Baracho. We had this in Baracho and Dabkeb. He says, Matzah or Motzah. Was it a Matzah or a Motzah wife? Matzah dechi Matzah isha Matzah tov. And he says, like, you found a good wife. Motzah dechi Motzah ni mar mimavid al isha. So which was it? So that's what they would say in Eretz Yisrael. You know, let me pause for a station identification for this for a minute or two. We're making good progress. All right. So, let me do a couple of things on this. I'll say, you know, one thing is from the Zagra on this. This Gra I saw in Torah Ladas. He says, why is it that the good wife is in the past tense, like Matsa Isha Matsa Tov, you found good. And the bad wife is in the present tense, Motsani, I find the way. So, the Gra explains that, you know, when you have good things in life, like maybe you want things, you're looking like you're looking for a job or whatever you want, you know, and then, you know, you're like, I can only have this, and then you get it, and you're happy for a day, a week, whatever, then it's not fine, it's good, it's fine. But when you don't like something, let's say you don't like the job, it's like every day, this is like torture, I can't stand being here, or whatever the situation, or the house, whatever, I can't stand this. You don't like it, it's every minute. So when it's a bad wife, you find it, it's like present tense, Motani Mar Mavid, it's like every minute, I can't stand it. Good wife, yeah, fine, it was good. I found it, you know, but unfortunately, people aren't makshiv the person the way they should be. You know, that's why it's in the past tense. unfortunately, that's true, and it relates to health, relates to everything in life. You know, and, I mean, hopefully, you know, nobody should have anything like that. Or like, I think Rabbi J.J. Schachter, he says, like, with health, like people, like when Rachman and Slan, they're ill, they think, oh, if only this or that or the other would work. And, but, you know, do people think when I get up, thank God I'm breathing, my heart's working, you know, everything's this, I can walk, I can do it. Now, he says, he quotes here, the Gemara relates that in Eretz Yisrael was customary to query a newly wed man, Matzah Moseh. The eight laws, so it explains why this custom was practiced specifically in Eretz Yisrael. So he's focused, why in Eretz Yisrael, would they say? Why not Bava? Why B'dak in Eretz Yisrael? They say Matzah Moseh. So he says, connects with the Gemara and Sot and Daf Beis, so it's a contradiction. Rish Lakish says that Hashem pairs a man with a wife, Lufi Ma'asav, according to his deeds. He says, a righteous man is paired with a good wife, and a sinful man is matched with a bad wife. In contrast, Rav Yehuda says, the name of Rav is the word Sota, that one's mate is predestined from the time he's in his mother's womb, indicating the caliber of one's wife is not dependent on his deeds, for his deeds have not yet been performed. See the Gemara there for an answer. Now, the Medrash explains that there is a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chasaretz. In Eretz Yisrael, one's wife is predestined at the time of conception, as Rav Yehuda says, the name of Rav. Whereas in the Chutz La'aretz, the quality of one's wife is dependent on his deeds, as Reish Lakish says. So the eight laws, so it explains that the Chutz La'aretz question of Matzah Motzeh was not posed because one is one's wife is a matched level of piety. But Matzah Motzeh is an Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Chavetz Chaim proves that relating Lashon Hara is prohibited even if it's only indirectly insinuated. Consequently, he finds difficulty with the custom mentioned in our Gemara. Why is it permitted for one to hint that he married a bad wife by applying the pasuk and saying he married? People just to answer the question. You're speaking lashon hara. So he says the Nesiva suggests a novel interpretation of the Gemara. He says that matzah motzah was not asked inquisitively as a question, but it was told to the newlywed as a statement. Meaning, the bridegroom's friends would inform him that the success of his marriage depends on his perspective. In other words, it's not saying was it matzah or motzah. In other words, it depends on your attitude. He says, if one marries with the proper intentions for the sake of building a family, then his wife will be a source of happiness. That's Masay Shabbat's Tov. However, one marries with only his self-interest and pleasure in mind, his marriage will be a source of misery. So in other words, is it Matzah or Motzah? What's your attitude?
Not a statement, not a question.
Right. He says, accordingly, the Chofetz Chaim's question is answered since the custom of stating Matzah or Motzah was not an inquiry regarding the quality of the new bride, rather a homily regarding the proper perspective on marriage. Okay, now, Rabbi Tanakum, the same of the name of Rabbi Chani Loi on Samach Beis Amud Beis, this is yesterday's daf, says that an unmarried man lacks happiness, goodness, you know, blessing, you know, Kulash Rui below Isha, Rui below these things. In Eretz Yisrael, they said that an unmarried man lacks Torah, for he's occupied with household chores, and he lacks protection from simple thoughts. So, you know, do you mind if I take this off? Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. It's just easier to breathe without this thing. Okay. Eretz Yisrael said lacks Torah. Now, so in Eretz Yisrael, that an unmarried man lacks Torah because he lacks protection from sinful thoughts. So the Aruch HaNeh remarks, the qualities of married life enumerated by Rabbi Tanakum apply only to one who fortunately married a good wife, whereas the qualities cited by B'nai Eretz Yisrael why even to one who has a bad wife is indicated on Samach Gimel, where he explained to Rav that he cherishes his wife despite her difficult nature because she at least raised my children, performs household chores, and protects me from sinful thoughts. The Brooklyn Air connects the statement of B'nai Eretz Yisrael concerning the qualities of wife with the custom of the groom, Matzah or Motzah. So it's in an Eretz Yisrael where they believe there's a benefit even in a bad wife. Now in an Eretz Yisrael they thought, even if it's a bad wife, you're still, you know, ahead of the game. The groom's friends would soothe the anxious groom and explain to him that whatever type of wife the bride turns out to be, he'll profit from marriage. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, they were saying that, you know, without a wife, you like Torah, now you'll be able to have Torah. All right. Who, any questions come? All right. I don't know. Okay. What, do you want to say something, Aaron Moshe?
No, you're going to say that if they show him in the house, then the Shekhinah Shur B'nai him. We know that the Shekhinah, yeah. And yeah. If not, you take out the Yud K from the
Okay, give me a second. Sota. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's take a look. Now, back in the Gemara, okay, we're line five, the fifth medium wide line. Amarava, Isha Ram, and Tzvah Garsha. So Rava says, if you have a bad wife, it's a mitzvah to divorce her. The thief Garesh Leitz, you know, divorce the Leitz is like the scoffer, but it means to be a Yetzei Madon, and then like quarrels will leave out Yishbot Din V'Kalon, and end to all the like judgment and the disgrace. Amarava, Isha Ram, to a Tamaruba. So let's say you have a bad wife, but she's got a big ksuba. So ksuba, let's say it's $100,000. I can't afford to divorce, and that's why they have a ksuba. So you know, so you hang off main avlagarsha, but I can't divorce her. She says saratabitzidam. So this is what you were saying, right? So right. So the Gemara says you get a second wife, and if you look at the Rashi says the second wife line in Rashi saratabitzidam yisachar that's law, and then like she'll get into more shape. The Amri Inshi. Because people saying like you'll improve your wife through her colleague as opposed to the thorn. In other words, like instead of saying no, oh, this I don't like that, you get another wife and she behaves one way, then they'll bring her into shape. But Amarava, Kashayishirakiom Sagrir, that a bad wife is like worse than a stormy day. Shnemar Dalov Torad Yom Sagrir means like the rain will be leaking through like on a stormy day. The Ishit Midyanim. Midyanim, and it's equal to like this quarrelsome wife. See how good a good wife is, how bad a bad wife is. How good is a good wife? If the pasuk says you found an isha, you found good. If the pasuk is speaking about a wife, there'll be a question about this. This is like here you see that the Pasuk, and that Pasuk was in Kohelet, right? Mishlei, I'm sorry. So, one second. Oh, so Matzai Shah Matzah Tov is in Mishlei? Okay, so he's saying that the Pasuk in Mishlei praises her, like the Isha is Tov. Iba Torah Mishtai Kra, if I say the Pasuk is really speaking about Torah, in other words, even though it says Matzai Shah Matzah Tov, in a woman is sometimes a metaphor for Torah. Like Eisha Chayel could be a metaphor for Torah. So he says, Kamatova Isha Tova Shatornim Shalaba. It's still praise a woman that the Torah, which is like the wonderful gift from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, I think the Rabbi Leibowitz was just saying that way, that the Torah compares her to a good woman, the Torah. Kamara Isha Ra, how bad is a bad wife? The Thibo Sani Mari Mavada Isha, that's Paksu and Kualit. I found that this woman who's like filled with traps and the whole thing is terrible. Ibi Gabamish Taikrav, the Pasuk is speaking about a woman. The Pasuk disparages her. The Pasuk is speaking about Gehenna, not a woman. You see how bad she is. That's the metaphor used for Gehenna. So now the Gemara says, I'm bringing you upon an evil that you won't be able to get away from. So Amrav Nachman Amar Huah is Isha Ra'ah to Tamaruba. It's a bad wife, and she's got a lot of ksuba. So it's like, I'm bringing you an evil. You won't be able to get away from her because you can't even divorce her because it costs too much money. Hashem has given me over to the hands of that which I can't rise against. The same thing, a bad wife with a big ksuba. In Eretz Yisrael, he said, it's talking about a person who is mizonot or tluy b'kaspo. One second. Right. He has no land to plant, and he's always worried that maybe the price of tefillah will go up or the market will close down. So that's a bad place to be in without having like a separate source of food. So he's back in the Gemara. He says, your children, your sons and daughters were given to an alien nation. That's in the Tochacha. He says, referring to his stepmother. In other words, like, it's a difficult situation, you know, to come into a situation like that, but he's saying, like, between children and a step-parent, it's difficult. And so he says, he calls it, like, Amacher, a foreign nation. Now, B'goy Nabal Achisem, like, with a vile nation, I will, like, anger them. In other words, like, Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking about Klal Yisrael, Amrav Chanav Rav and Rav, Zu Isharach to Batamruba. Again, it's like, the Goy Nabal is a woman, an evil woman that's got a big suba. We had a lot of the evil woman with the big suba was a lot of different sukim. We explained that way. So Reb Lezer Omer, either was sukim. Reb Lezer says it refers to sukim. So The article said that it's really a minim, and they changed it because the censors, minim is a heretic. But in other words, I'm going to Baal Achi same with a Baal nation are these minim. He said, V'cheinu omer, Amar Nabal Blibo, Ein Elokim Gomer. The Baal person says, is no Ribono Shalom. But in each time of the Brisa we learned, Eilon Shei Barbaria, Van Shei Martinoi. So in the Brisa says, the person of the people in Barbary, like the Barbary coast of North Africa, and Martinoi is Mauritania, on the western coast of Africa. So Shemahalchin Arumi Bashuk, in those places they walk naked in the marketplace. He just explained the Pasuk, where it says, the Goyin of Allah Hussein. So he says it's referring to people they walk around naked in the marketplace. It's like very detestable for a country barker to walk around unclothed. So that's the Goyin of Allah Hussein. If I send you there into Galus, it's a bad place to be. Yochanan Amar Elu Chabarim. The Yochanan says it refers to the Chabarim. The Chabarim, if you look at Rashi, he says, where's the Rashi? And the second one, narrow line, and the first narrow line in Rashi, Chabari Parsiyim Rishayim Avazim Einamak Kodam Shal Yisrael. It says like they're evil Persians. There's always a connection with Persia here. He says, Amrili Rabbi Yochanan, so back in the Gemara. The Gemara says, they said to Rabbi Yochanan, Atu Chabari Lababa. These Chabari, who were a nation, some connected to the Zoroastrians, they came to Babel. So they're in Persia, but now they spread to Babel. So he says, Shaganafal. So he collapsed when he heard this. He says, Amulei, Rabbi Yochanan's in Eretz Israel. And they said, the Chabari came to Babel. So he collapsed. So Amulei, Mekabli Shochadam. He said, no, but they could be bought off with money. So Tarid Siyatim, he sat up straight, and that all is not lost. He says, Gazru al Shoshim. And he said, they said to him that they made three Gezerot. So he said, when they Shlosha, they did the three Gezerot because of three Averot. Gazru al Basar, they made a decree concerning Basar, they can't get kosher meat. Just Mnei HaMatano. So Rabbi Yochanan says, there's a people who aren't giving the Matan Kuna, that's the Zro L'Chayayim V'Keva. Even if you have a Kuna animal, there's certain cuts of meat you're supposed to give to the Kohen, which are with the Zroa, which is the right foreleg, L'Chayayim is the jaw, and the Keva is the Moa, right, the Abo Mesim. So he says here, but today Emes is we don't really do this. Some want to say it only applies to Eretz Israel, but from this Gemara, it doesn't sound that way. And then there's a question, how come we don't do it today anymore? So he says, that in Eretz Israel, they had something in the Morot Daf Yomi. They said that somebody would go around, like 100 years ago, where they were schlechting, and some of them would convert it into money or something. I don't know. So he says, there's rural America to owe. They made it to be concerned the bathhouses. Similarly, at Tvila, because they weren't careful with going to the mikvah. And then Makatei Shetli. They're exhuming these kabare, they're exhuming the graves, the Jewish people. It's because they celebrate, the Jews celebrate on their non-Jewish holidays. Yeah. But God's hand will be in you and in your fathers. So Amarab Bar Shmuel Zuchi Tute Shafe. That's for digging up the graves. The Amar Mar Babon Chayim Meitim Et Katatim. It was for the Abeira, the living people, the dead people are dug up. Says Amali Rabba the Rabba Bamari, Ktiv Lo Yasuli Kabeiru Ladoman Al Paneya Adamayu. It says they won't be gathered, they won't be buried, they'll be like dung on the face of the earth, the dead people. Ktiv and Farmavat Mechayim. We think it means that people will choose death over life. So Amar Le Nivkar Mavat Rishayim. So we don't understand. That's a contradiction. If when you're dead, you're like you're treated like dung on the face of the earth. Why would anybody choose death over life? This is Amar Le Nivkar Mavat Rishayim Shleifu B'Lom Hazed. It's not that they're choosing death. It means that objectively, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying death is better for them. That the Rishayim shouldn't live in this world. The Echdu be a blue Gehenim that they'll sin, and then they'll go to Gehenim. Now Ketubah Sefer Ben Sira. Now the Gemara here quotes Ben Sira, which you know is an apocryphal work. So in Shas, the Apocrypha is not quoted except for Chokma Ben Sira, which is quoted in a few places in Shas. So it says in Chokma Ben Sira, Yisha Tova, Matana Tova, a good woman is a good gift. And they have to skip the next three words. B'chek Yirei Elokim Tinatein. She'll be given like to the breast of a fearful God, a man of God. Yisha Ra'at Sarat L'Bala. a bad wife is like sarat, you know, like leprosy to her husband. And then the Gemara interjects my takante. So what's the takana? So you garshena v'yifapemi sarato. We'll divorce her and then we get reproof from the tzara. So I don't know if those three words are from, it sounds like that's also from Chachmat and Tzira. But either way, it continues on with Chachmat and Tzira. Isha yafa ashrei ba'ala. He's a beautiful woman and the husband's very fortunate. Mispar yamav kiplayim. His life will be doubled over. In other words, everything will be so wonderful with her. The life he has will be fantastic. Halemi nechame eshet chayim. Hide your eye from a beautiful woman that's not your wife, somebody else's wife. Henti lachem mesurata. Lest you be ensnared in her trap. Don't look to the husband to like have wine with him, and shekhar would be like grape juice. He says, "Keep a Torah, Yisha Yafam, Rabim Hushkatu, Batsugim, Batsumim Kul Harugeha." He says because like through like many people were destroyed from a beautiful woman, Rabim Ayu Pitzei Rochel, that many were the wounded ones from the perfume merchant. He says, "Amar Galen Ledvar Erva." People who are, it means the Rochel, he's like going around and like he frequently, you know, will have an affair with a woman. He's like, you know, going from house to house. And Hamar Gilim Dvar Erba, the people who get involved with sexual impropriety, Kinitzot Ma'avir Gachel, it's like a spark that lights up like a coal. In other words, like people get the passion, they can't control it. Kikluv Malay Of, he says, like the pen, it's filled with birds. Kain Batayim Leim Mirma. So to their homes are filled with deceit. Al teitzar tzarat machar. Don't be worried about tomorrow's problems. Ki lo tidama yeled yom. You don't know what today is going to bring. Shem machar ba ve'inenu. Maybe you're not going to be around tomorrow. Nothing to worry about. But im sam etzayir aholom shein shalom. You're worried about nothing because you weren't hanging around. He says, v'na rabim mitoch beitecha. Keep away the mobs from the house. V'lo akol tovi beitecha. Don't bring everybody to the house. Rabim yudor shein shlomecha. A lot of people should hopefully seek out your welfare. Galeso b'chamiel, only reveal the secret to 1,000 people. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yasi, in Ben David Ba, Shetluk L'Neshamot Shebeguf. The Mashiach won't come till all in the Neshamot. Now, Guf is a location, and Rashi says, he had this in yesterday's daf also. He says, Pargoch Chotzeis Ben Shechina L'Malachim, some zone between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachim, where the Neshamot of people who are going to be born are kept there. So he says, so Rav Asi says, the Mashiach is not coming, that all the Neshamas and Guf come down here. He says, Shenemar, Ki Ruach Milfanai Ya'atov, in other words, the Ruach, the spirit of Geula, is delayed coming from me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Shemot on the Yasid, because I made all these Neshamot, and the Neshamot haven't been placed in people yet. Tani Rav Lezer Omer, Komisha Inosek Piri Verivya, Kilo Shofech Damim. If you're not busy with Piri Verivya, it's like murdering. It says in Parsha Noach, the one who spills blood, his blood will be spilled. Then it says you should engage in pure verivia. So he's connecting the two, that if you're not getting pure verivia, it's like murder. But Yaakov Amir, it's like you're reducing in some way, like the image of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. In other words, the Pasuk says, Shofech dam adam ba'adam d'moi shofech. So he says, in other words, if you murder, that's bad. And then keep it selim l'kim asar adam, because man is created in God's image. And then v'atem puruvu. So the first opinion connected puruvu to shofek, dam. In other words, if you're not multiplying, it's like murder. Second one connects to like the image of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He says, ben azay omer, kishofek dam imanad. Well, you're doing both. It's like you're murdering, and you're in some way reducing like the image of Hashem. Shemar atem peruvu. Amrulo to Ben Azai. They said to Ben Azai, Yishna edoresh v'nei mekayim. Some people are good darshanas, and they're good. They fulfill the mitzvahs, and they darshan nicely. Ne'e mekayim v'eina edoresh. Some people do the mitzvahs nicely, but they don't darshan so well. V'yatana edoresh. Your learning is wonderful. V'eina mekayim, but you don't fulfill it so well because you don't have a wife, you don't have any kids. Amar lehem Ben Azai, Yomaya said. So Ben Azai said, what can I do? My soul desires Torah. So I'm busy with Torah the whole time. The world could be sustained through other people. Tani Idak, when they're in a different price, the Blazer Mer Kumisha ain't Osek Kiri Varibia, Kilu Shofech Damim. The whoever is not Osek Kiri Varibia is like murdering. Shemar Shofech Dam Adam, the stomach labor temper of the Gomer. That's the same. But now The second opinion above, that we had above, was Rabbi Yaakov. He says, Kilimayin Adamot. Here we have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Kilimayin Adamot. So Azariah says it's like reducing the Torah to the image of Hashem. Ben Azai Omer Bakulay, that's the same as above. It's both. So Amalu ben Azai, Yishnan Dorei Shukulay, that's the same. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, we'll just finish up the Gemara, then we'll take some questions, comments, thoughts, albeit. Tan Rabbanan, Uducho Yomar, Shuv Hashem Revod Ofa Yisrael. So when the Aaron would come to rest, so Moshe Rabbeinu would say, Shuv Hashem, return Hashem to Rivavot. A Rivava is 10,000. So a myriad, they say in English. So myriads means like 20,000, at least to Rivavot. He says, Alfei, and the thousands. So he says, Alfei Yisrael, Lamei, the top line is Tamathan, but Aleph. Lamei, Shina, Shina, Shora, Pachot, Mishnah, Lefim, Mishnah, Rivavot, Yisrael. You see that the Shina only abides with at least 22,000 Jews. Haresha, Yisrael, Shina, Lefim, Mishnah, Rivavot, Pasarathad. Let's say you had 21,999 Jews. Vizilo Asak Papiri Verivia. One person wasn't Osei Papiri Verivia, so they're one person short. Well, Nims is like Dora Mishkina, like Israel. Isn't he causing the Shkina to leave Paul Israel? Abakananamar, Mishum Reblazer, Chayav Mita, that he's Chayav Mita for not being Osei Papiri Verivia. Shnemar Banimlo Yulahem. It says by Nadab and Abihu, it says a machokin among the Befarshim, what the Abeir of Nadab and Abihu was. But in Parshat Bamidbar, it says, Ubanim lo ayulahem. They didn't have children. Ayulam banim lo meitu. Had they had children, they wouldn't have died. Acher momrim, Gorim l'shkinah shleich b'Yisrael. He says, you caused the Shekhinah to, in other words, the Shekhinah's here already. You caused the Shekhinah to leave Klal Yisrael. Shnemar liyolecha l'lokim l'zarecha acharecha. To be God for you, this is Hashem speaking to Abraham, and to your progeny after you. As much as zarecha acharecha, Shekhinah shora. If you have progeny, continue on, the Shekhinah shora. Ain zarecha acharecha, mi shora, la'itim avanim, there's nothing bichal, there's nothing in the Shekhinah to stay, because there's no kids afterwards. Okay, who's your questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far?
Aaron, Onan, the same thing, right?
I'll say again, repeat.
Aaron, Onan, they also died, but they didn't have children.
No. It says they were Sarah Labatala. It says a little bit different. I mean, it's true. Ultimately, they didn't, have children. But the bear was, they were Bashkid Zerah. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, then let me end it. One second. Let me talk.
Yeah.
One second.